Blog Talk Radio.
Mama. Yeah. It's more than a talent show. It's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squawk Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 45. M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news, and the number out there for those who are looking. You can dial in at 646-478-0944. I'll get to you as soon as possible, but let me give you three quick disclaimers that are very important. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk. That's right, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can always press the one key if you haven't done so, or you can call right back. Hey, your viewpoint is very important to me. And before I do anything else, sometimes I don't get a chance to do it, I'm going to give you the top 10, definitely the top 10, from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So, number 10, wow, re-debut for Black House Sounds. Number 9, Suave Gotti with I'm Jim Brown. Number 8, debut, Kumba Arts Festival, which was at Cleveland State University. Distinguished gentleman of spoken word, DJ Ronnie Knight. Silver B in the mix. Edutainment Award was given out in his honor. And you also had tap dance, crump, and hip-hop dancers as part of what he unveiled when he gave out his award. Also, re-debut, number 7, Black Odyssey in the international underground magazine called Underground Hip-Hop December Issue. That's Underground Hip-Hop December Issue. And they mentioned Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Alfred Porter Jr., Man in the Street. You can definitely click on the link or look up Black Odyssey and definitely click on that link. Check out the article. I even put that on my Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Yeah, I would do some shameless promotions. Number 6, moving up, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 1-year anniversary of Al Porter, Man in the Street being president. That happened last week, and you had the Brown Report newspaper founder and the 2017 Ward 1 council candidate, Kimberly F. Brown, was our guest speaker. You also had the Carl Stokes Brigade, First Lady's Dynasty. It was beautiful as everybody just basically showed, and I appreciate it, and people kicked knowledge all evening long. Number 5, also moving up, Dr. Michael Williams, Speak Up Poetry at Cleveland State University Black Studies, which took place last Friday. Number 4, the debut, oh, of course, Laura Cowan and Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Dr. Bernice King, Neo Unity Day, beautiful thing. Debuting at number three, the OPN Benefit Cabaret Concert. Chris Bleek and Poison Ivy host, J. Jig, DJ Ball was the DJ, Sue Bella, Bad News Remy, Nova the Rebel, Big Squeeze, Live from the Garage, S.U.L., and Spazzo Klee. Also number two, a big jump, was November 29th. We will never forget Memorial. More on that later. And number one, the big jump, was the Black O' Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More later, including there was a DVD show in there that evening. Before I even go to the first phone line, I want to definitely take the time to just give quick announcements and say that Shoutcast.com, 24 hours a day, type in Hood Tunes for our playlist. And also, winners, hey, I just want to tell people, winners hang around winners, and I really feel blessed alongside the people that I'm with. So I just want to say that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m., also Cleveland Standard Time, at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe between East 152nd, St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue at 44110. And before I do anything else, you can always look up the whohasthepower.com website as I go to my first phone caller at 216-804. 216-804, how you doing?
Doing quite well, Mr. Porter.
That's good, that's good. What's going on?
Well, one thing about it, tomorrow, I hope that they are very successful in East Cleveland and recall Mayor Norton as well as Councilman Wheeler.
Yes.
So they've been working quite hard, and let's hope tomorrow they'll be successful. So everybody say a prayer for East Cleveland.
You know something? I'm going to definitely do that myself.
All
right.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I know the thing is this, that I don't know why people think, because it's all Black people, whatever they do has to be unsuccessful. I know many successful cases. Just because you're Black does not mean that you're always doomed to failure. It's up to working and doing the best that you can. And I'm sure that this time I do believe East Cleveland will be successful.
I believe that too, and I thank you very much for at least bringing up that. It's really appreciated,
yes.
And thank you.
Yeah, I got to pray about it. It will succeed. And look at what happened to Mr. Trump.
Oh, you are definitely right.
Yes, they didn't give him a chance and thought he would never make it, but he's the president-elect. So we better be praying about that one, too. Okay. Thank you, sir. And
you're
I'm looking
welcome.
Forward to a wonderful show.
Thank you again, and I appreciate it. Wow.
You're
just hold a line. Oh, no problem. And wow, before I get to the 216-209 and the other phone callers who are coming through, I just want to say that going back to the hip hop workshop that just happened the past Saturday, it was episode number 175. Got to give a quick roll call to people who showed up. Well, besides myself, Mama Porter, Big Stone, the Butcher, Alexander, Team New Life, Lavelle Thomas, Anti Sosa, Jeff Schlecky and Litterbugs, Matthew, Sister Alonda, a.k.a. Ms. Ice, Gary Cantor, of course, Lyrical Beast, did one of his best performances. He just keeps on improving. Dean as well, MC Derek, D. Scheist, DJ Ronnie Knight, yes, he was there. Jonathan, Janitha was there as well. Ricky Lewis, Darnell, K&A was also there. Of course, you know, DJ Dollar Rock, Katoya, Suave Gotti, Matt, Matthew, it looks like Asia, Brian, and this. Now, before I get there and tell people about Marvell, who was there as well, I want to also just take the time and say that I appreciate people who do call into the show, but I also appreciate Cleveland State University for allowing us to be there for the simple fact that we were able to do a few things. Because if you had Janitha from Black Studies, Brown Report newspaper, as well as Ward 1 candidate Kimberly F. Brown, Silver B in the mix, Tammy, you know, it was nice that Jeff Slex of the Litterbugs performed and said that April 22nd is when they will look for help from Cleveland as we pick up all the trash in our city. Aaron Malik, Cole Lyricist. Monster was the 2016 Latino Festival Dance Contest winner. GMS Shakespeare, he spoke on Opportunity. Gary Kanner spoke on RTA and the mayor not consulting the people before they decided to shut down the middle of Public Square to bus riders, as well as NAACP president of Cleveland, Michael Nelson, saying if the city council crushes the right to vote on issue 15, then he's urging black people to sit out the 2018 election so Republicans can win all the seats. That's some interesting logic. But give up your right to vote? And we also showed the DVD on why Mayor Norton must go, as sponsored by the East Cleveland Coalition. Monolithic Enterprise gave out free water bottles to encourage people to at least drink more water. And we gave away the Streetmost DVD, as well as 360 Degrees Talk Now. It was the movie that featured Black House Sounds, myself, Voice at Radio. Also, Black Odyssey sponsored a few copies of Straight Outta Cleveland, the DVD that featured a lot of different of artists from our region. And then Volume 1, CCR 1, there was one copy given out, the Drag On Mix CD, Live from the Garage, as well as the GMS Magazine's Car Show DVD and the DJ Fatty Banks Family Mix. So it was a blessing to be able to drop knowledge and also be able to talk about a few other things as well. So with that being said, I am going to go to 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm good, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey, my man.
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, as you can see, it's a lot, man. And I just want to tell everybody thank you, first and foremost, all our supporters and the people that we've been dealing with throughout the years, especially you and a lot of other people that came on to help make that possible. Because, you know, to be internationally on the stage is a big thing, you know. I know I got a few people that I got to thank and reach out and thank this overseas right now that listen to our music in the UK.
Nice.
So, you know, they come in and they click and they listen to this broadcast after it's over with. So I want to say shout out to them as well right now before they even click on it. Man, I'm very, very, very thankful and very blessed to have the connections and to connect with the people and connect with you as well as we did. I don't want to make this seem like a farewell speech or a going away speech, but man, it's been so great already, you know. And like the article said, to a lot of people who are doing music or whatever you're doing out here, don't be afraid to start over.
Mm.
Starting over sometimes is just spreading your pieces out and reevaluating. It's not actually starting over. You just have to get your mind out of the mindset of what they call start over, you know. And that's just one big piece of advice to whomever is doing whatever kind of business out here, especially if you're black, because, you know, by us being black, we were the ones that were destroyed first in business. So
right.
I just wanted to put that out there. And for all those who want to see performances, videos, and everything, you can Facebook Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. You can search for us, Google Plus, SoundCloud, basically every other social media links you can think of. I know I said Google Plus, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Black Odyssey. Oh yeah, and I got to say it. Shout out to Black House Sounds, and I appreciate y'all for shouting out and just making the great music y'all do and putting Cleveland on the map just as good as we do.
Thank you so much, man. And like I say, I would implore anyone to definitely check out that particular magazine. And how can they find the article?
Okay, you can go to ISSUU.com. And once you go there, you might see the magazine come up. If not, then put in Underground Hip Hop in the search button. Mm-hmm. Just be at the top of the screen. It's very easy and very easy to navigate through it. So that's I.
Thank you very much for sharing that and continued success. And if you continue to listen, I'm sure that you'll hear something that you might like, at least.
I sure will.
Thank you very much, man. Before I go to the 440-665, just give me at least a little bit of time to at least pick up on, it'd only be like a 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox. And I just want to put these out here. Missing, Have You Seen This Man? Reward, Potholes, Drugs, Prostitution, Violence, Abandoned Buildings, and Overgrown Fields are plaguing the residents of Ward 3. While Thomas Wheeler is missing in action, he hasn't shown up for you in 3 years, but he showed up to vote for the toxic dump on Noble Road. Vote him out. Ward 3 Councilman Thomas Wheeler, have you seen him on your street or in your neighborhood? No. The only time you see him is at election time. On December 6th, vote to recall Thomas Wheeler. As a matter of fact, on December 6th, hey, you can make it 2-for-2. 2-for-2 Tuesday. Interesting. Vote yes to recall Mayor Gary A. Norton Jr. The city has fallen back in a fiscal emergency under his misleadership. He has given pay raises to members of his staff while cutting services to the people of EC, East Cleveland. He supported an unsuccessful lawsuit against the city in order to force the council to appoint members to an annexation commission. This lawsuit has saddled East Cleveland with over $100,000 in legal fees. Worst of all, he supported putting a dump in the backyards of the residents of Noble Road. This is a clear example of environmental racism and of Gary Norton's disregard for the health and well-being of the people of East Cleveland. His arrogant, contemptuous, and Trump-like behavior towards residents who disagree with him make him totally unfit to be mayor of East Cleveland. It's time for him to go. Definitely paid for by the committee to recall East Cleveland mayor. That's 216-556, 216-556, 1545. As a matter of fact, the last part that I'll throw out there is news that came along, I'll say, just a few days ago, which is very interesting, that East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton faces hefty fines from the state board that oversees campaign finance reporting. October, Ohio Elections Commission fined Norton $114,100. In 2015, the commission fined the mayor $20,000. The commission turned the fines over to the state attorney general's office for collection. The most recent fines were levied in response to complaints from the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections that Norton didn't file an annual report for 2015, turned in his 2014 report late, and didn't resolve issues with his 2013 reports. Now, in a series of letters, the Board of Elections asked Norton to fix a number of discrepancies in his 2013 report, including incorrect fundraising totals and missing addresses. The board also requested proof of mileage, bank fees, phone expenses, and other spending for that year. Now, Norton did say, in his defense, I'm aware of the situation regarding delinquent campaign finance reports. He also said that all required reports will be completed and filed. The decision of the Elections Commission will be appealed. Campaign finances and reporting are completely separate from city finances. No city or public funds are involved. Got that. Now, Norton also faced complaints over several missing finance reports from years prior to 2013, according to Elections Commission case summary records. Many of those reports have since been submitted and posted to the County Board of Elections website. In August 2015, the Elections Commission hit Norton with a $20,000 fine in connection with many of those cases. Now, Norton's last reported fundraising was in 2013 when he won a second term. He reported raising no money in 2014, but the Election Commission fines ballooned quickly. Norton's grew by at least $100 for every day the problems weren't fixed, but those fines could also be reduced, sometimes substantially. Once they file the report, then I'm willing to discuss any kind of a more reasonable settlement of the financial aspects of a case, said Philip Richter, the executive director of the Ohio Elections Commission. But the first thing you have to do is file your campaign finance report. Now, all I want to say is that Man in the Street is inviting you all. If you feel like it, you can join me at 6:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I plan on being at least one particular area. So I think that it will be, you know, if you want to come down, you can feel like join me down at maybe Terrace. And I'll say that 14410 Terrace Road. And that's an area code of 44112. It's right off Euclid. And it's at Heritage School. Definitely, I want to make sure that I at least help pass out the recall flyers. Probably be there till around 3 p.m. At least my show will put its mouth and shoes where injustice is happening. With that being said, I'm going to go to 440-665, 440-665. You've been on for too long. How you doing out there?
Yes, brother. Black Power.
Black Power, how you doing, man?
Oh, right now, it's chilling. I'm in ATL.
Yes, sir.
I got here today. And Cleveland, I can't deal with Cleveland. No one ain't trying to me to do anything and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
I was wasting my time. But, you know, I come back. I'll be back there later on next week, but. I get the hell away from Cleveland.
Man, I'm going to ask you to let people know who you are, and if you could take a couple of minutes to at least explain, like, some of the things that you've been involved maybe with other cities in comparison to Cleveland.
Well, I put it like this. As a Supreme Commander, as being a new Black Panther Party 15 years, three and a half years under my mentor, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. And I'm now considered his top student and not deviated from his vision and path. Even Minister Louis Farrakhan, my spiritual father, even email and talking at the National House during the week, last week and week before, by taking back Cleveland, by then putting me back on March 18th. And, go from there, but right now, an Afrocentric Council on Black Minds think tank. Cleveland's under mind control behavior modification. More on that city than any other city in the country. GMO, our people look so bad. Our people are obese. Our people are overweight. Our people like it's been medicated and look like it sounds like, and what I'm seeing in the jails there, the county jail, everybody on medication in Cleveland. This is why they can shoot you 137 times and no response, no action. But everybody else around the country rises up by the thousand. But Cleveland is staying here to choke rat, pee on cotton. As I said, that Morris Brown College, and I said the North had became the South. And the South became the North. How they could shoot you 137 times and kill your woman and the man, and then the community has no response. No response. Because that shows you The community has been doped down, dumbfounded, like a mule. Still won't even move, but such tragedy as that. From Ferguson and Baltimore and every other city rises up to the occasion. But something seriously wrong with Cleveland, and that was the antidote and proven fact what Cleveland mindset is today. You cannot have development and defense without defense. Everybody out here in Cleveland talking the talk, but golly, where's the action? Seems like you've been scared to death out of your skin, out of your goddamn mind. But when it comes to each other, you're ready to rise up against your own brother, shoot your own brother, drive by some barbershops and everything else. But when it comes to this white man, when it comes to this white man, I'm talking about this no good jiggaboo blue beast police, the Blue Club Klan. Your finger, your trigger finger, your reflexes don't even work when it comes to self-defense. Your own nature dictates to you what you should do in self-defense of that given time or that moment of that time. The first law of nature is self-preservation and self-defense. Cleveland, the mindset of Negroes, is more gone than ever was in the history of Cleveland of the movement. When Cleveland was early on the Black Power retro scale of the history and during the time of my famous uncle, Fred Ahmed Evans.
Man, I'm gonna ask you this before I go to another phone caller. How can people join this movement? And at least, is there something they can do or read before you come back into our region? Just how can people reach out to you? Because what you're talking about, people are gonna want to reach out to you wherever you are.
Well, East Cleveland, I went to the library the other day, and one of the security guards remembered me. He said, "You see that red, black, and green flag? They're the one got up there, that man right there." And I said, "Yeah, that's nice. But you need to take the old raggedy one down. I'm going to help you all get a fresh man. Go to Astro of St. Clair. He'll donate you a fresh red, black, and green. Because this is where I'm going to start operating, working from. If you all have the heart, I'll leave." And the MBLM, the Afrocentric Council on Black Minds Think Tank. MBLM means the New Black Liberation Militia. Anybody want to join in with us, be involved, and want to see this struggle, liberation, fight for the hearts of our people, because we're at war for the hearts and minds of our people here in the hills of North America. You'll get at us at 440-665-0648. Email us at supremecommand1@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Prince Najee MBLM Mohammed. Black power, all power to the people and the oppressive people of the earth.
Definitely black power. And if you hold a line, I think you might like what you're going to hear in a little while, because I'm going to definitely dedicate it to you, because you just called out everything that needs to be done to a degree, and now it's up to people to listen and begin to follow through. So I just want to say it's an honor to have you call the program. I thank you very much.
Sir.
You know something? When I get a phone call like that, before I go to 216-835, when I get a phone call like that, it lets me know why sometimes I just shake my head when I don't end up on the air, because I know that one thing, they would love to get a person feeling like, man, why do this, that, and the other. That way you don't connect the way you need to connect. Before I do anything else, I'm going to take the time to just say that you can. VoiceItRadio.com, that's Mondays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the main event radio show featuring myself. And then you also have voiceofradio.com Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's none other than the BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. You can also check us out online, blackonblackcleveland.com, which is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website. And one thing that I can say, we handle all kind of all kinds of problems. Trust me, we have to. And with that being said, I just want to go into part one before I give you parts two, three, and four. Before I go to that phone caller, 216-835, yeah, I might use an 18-foot step ladder for my soapbox, but I plan on at least, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will give you part of what this brother just talked about, the history of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, because you have to realize something. What they say on their website lets you know what they think of you, because like much of the progress, this is on their website, not mine, like much of the progress obtained in policing in America, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association was born out of the most tragic day in the history of Cleveland Police Department. On July 23, 1968, in the Glenville section of the city, rioting militants murdered three of our own, and a fourth officer died years later as a result of his injuries inflicted that day. While there was no shortage of valor, courage, and relentless spirit among the officers that finally brought calm back to the city that day, there was an obvious shortage of necessary equipment which could have saved the lives of police officers as well as the brave civilians who attempted to save them. Now, before I go to that 216-835, I just want to add in there, it's interesting that they didn't mention, whether you like them or not, Mayor Carl Stokes at that time got to the scene and said, hey, wait a minute, get a lot of these white police officers and everybody fall back. And they left out with a grudge, I guess because they wanted to, you know, murder and shoot more people. But I digress and go back to what they put on their website. Under the guidance and assistance of the Boston's Police Patrolmen's Association, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen Association was formed in January 1969 and became the labor union for all non-supervisory patrol officers. Prior to the formation of our association, officers took their chances in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court to address any grievance. Through successful labor contracts, work hours, sick and vacation time off, and worker rights quickly replaced blanket mistreatment of patrol officers. Ah, but they didn't talk about that arbitration that we've talked about so many times. So they want to go and say out of the tragedy of the Glenville riots and due to the loud voices of the survivors who fought that day, street officers were soon issued portable radios, which enabled citywide communication, and to be able to respond to especially dangerous situations, such as riots and barricaded suspects. This valuable unit later became the modern-day Special Weapons and Tactics Unit, or SWAT. But I find it very interesting that when you look at that, all they needed, was a tree with a noose on it. That should be their logo for their site. Before I go to anything else and explain how good old Steve Loomis fits into some of this, let's go and see what's going on with 216-835. 216-835, how you doing?
I'm good, Al Porter. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Man, you're that troublemaker who always comes along and starts so much stuff, man. You go get me thrown out of places with you, but that's all right. That's all right. I'm used to getting thrown out of places alongside Art McCoy, so I'm glad to have you along.
Oh, man. That's good. You know, I'm honored to have my name in the same sentence, man. That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that's what
no
I tell
problem.
You people, like,
I'm looking at so much material here that I could go into that you have brought to a lot of people. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, you know what? You were just talking about our buddy Loomis.
Yes.
You know, Loomis personally and the CDP, which is indistinguishable from the two unions, right? I mean, if you're in the unions, you're in the CDP. And if you're in the CDP, you're in one of the two unions. So there's no difference. They are, you know. So here's Loomis, who is inexplicably on the consent decree community police commission, right? He's got this conflict of interest because he's a union president, but he swore an oath as a commissioner to serve impartially, which, of course, he can't do because he's a police union president. And so finally, or as one of the many things they've done, the other members of the commission sent him a letter, you know, asking him to resign.
Yes, about 10 people got you. Yes, 10 others. Keep going.
Well, you know, there were three openings that hadn't been filled.
Okay.
And so actually two openings. So every other member of the commission signed the letter asking for his resignation.
Gotcha.
Including Detective Hampton and
Black
what's
Shield,
the officer's name? Right, from Black Shield. And what's the officer's name
right.
from the FOP? But I apologize, I forget her name.
The same here. And that's bad.
Okay. So but it's a sergeant or somebody, she's from the FOP, she's a police officer. They both signed the letter asking Loomis to resign. The other two police
gotcha.
Officers on the commission. Now, here's part of what Loomis says in his explanation of why he won't resign. I am the only, quote, this is from the Plain Dealer on, a couple days ago. I am the only commissioner currently representing all, that's in capitals, law-abiding
okay.
citizens in Cleveland, not just small fragments of them. So he's the only, I guess I would just call it, he's the only American in the group.
Ah, gotcha.
And he's including the other two police officers as not representing all law-abiding citizens. He says, I am the only commissioner currently representing all law-abiding citizens in greater Cleveland, not just small fragments of them. So what is his beef with the other two officers? Then he goes on to say he feels he is being targeted because he is the only heterosexual, white male, conservative, Catholic, married father and grandfather, military veteran, 23-year resident of Cleveland with 23 years of decorated law enforcement experience. I guess he's saying only Trump voters matter or something. I
guess so. Okay.
I guess. But, he's got to go. This guy is harming our community, and the fact that the city council and the mayor, those are elected positions, right? That's the key. Those are elected
right,
positions.
Right, right, right.
And they are elected as our representatives. They're not elected as our bosses. They're not elected as our overlords. You can really argue whether or not they're our elected leaders because they are our elected representatives. And the whole bunch of them, 17 city council members, one mayor, law director, and then, of course, there's the Department of Justice and the monitor and ultimately the judge, and none of them is doing anything about this, you know. It seems like the only group doing anything about it is the Cleveland Police, the Community Police Commission. And thank goodness, you know, for Dr. Rhonda and Mario Cofton leading the way. And so that gets me to, we got these 17 city council members who are doing nothing about the consent decree. They're doing nothing about Loomis. This guy's out of control. And so that gets me to, you know, we got to start voting these guys out.
You know, gotcha.
If they're not, we're not going to change the way any individual council person thinks because they take their orders from the mayor. They take their orders from the Greater Cleveland Partnership. They take their orders from the Ratner family in Forest City, you know, but they're not representing us. And you and I spoke the other day about how County Executive Budish is putting the strong arm on Destination Cleveland. They're fighting over tax dollars. These guys
right.
have so many tax dollars that they're fighting amongst themselves over already committed tax dollars. And they're not fighting about putting the money in the neighborhoods. You know, they're not fighting about ending or reducing infant mortality. They're fighting about.
So what are they fighting about?
They're fighting about how can we give Dan Gilbert more money above and beyond the sin tax to renovate the Q, the Quicken Arena. They want. It's like they haven't given these guys enough money, enough tax money. Now they're looking for the couch cushions. So we got to get rid of these guys, and the way to get rid of them, the only way to get rid of them, is by voting them out. Just like all the progressives accomplished when they voted out McGuinty.
Gotcha.
Every progressive group in Cuyahoga County stands up proudly to take credit for that. And they all deserve credit for that. And in fact, today, it came up on Facebook today. A year ago today was when the Democratic Party captains, what are precinct captains or some group, they voted to withhold their endorsement from either candidate. And that was a vital step in unseating McGuinty. And that was exactly 1 year ago today. And so all the activists who were thinking, they were thinking ahead and they were understanding how the process works. And how do you build brick by brick? How do you accomplish this? They were 11 months ahead of the general election, doing what they had to do and succeeding. And so now we understand the importance of voting incumbents out, right? McGuinty would never review his actions regarding Tamir Rice. McGuinty would never review his actions regarding Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. But maybe O'Malley will. I don't know that he will. He's implied that he's not against it. But there's no question that the incumbent would never review his
anger.
And so that's why you got to get the incumbents out, because they're not going to change their mind. And so the whole thing is you have to vote, right? That, you know, these politicians, they understand just a handful of things. They understand money. They understand votes. They understand when a whole lot of people show up somewhere. And that's basically what they understand. And the only one that every citizen can participate in is the voting. And so that takes me to a guy, a so-called civil rights leader, Mike Nelson, president of the NAACP. That by definition, that's a civil rights leader, right, Al?
Well, yes. You got a couple minutes to go over this.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So we'll bring it on. We'll bring it on home. And so he's been fighting. I don't know that the NAACP ever really voted to support this, but he's been dragging the whole NAACP along in the fight for 15. All right.
Gotcha.
And really, I think he spent more time on that last year than they did on getting the vote out and getting candidates elected. And so a deal was cut between the SEIU, who got all the signatures. A deal was cut between them and city council that rather than putting $15 immediately on the ballot via the signatures and the petition, instead city council would put a graduated ballot issue on the ballot in May. So it would be gradual. So it wouldn't go from 8 to 15. There would be a couple of stops on the way. And eventually, after some number of years, it would go to 15. So they all agreed to do that. And then in the last week or so, it became public that Kevin Kelly, city council president, is lobbying in Columbus for the legislators to pass a law that prohibits a city from increasing the minimum wage. So Kelly is double-crossing basically the fight for 15 people, which is Mike Nelson. And so here's part of what Mike Nelson says. He's upset about this. He says that the city council strategizing with Republicans in Columbus rather than letting voters decide at the special election in May flies in the face of democracy. And now here's his solution. Here's his solution to rather than letting voters decide. This is his solution. Quote, it's important for the state and county Democratic Party to step in here and say, hold it. You can't deprive the community of their right to vote on this issue, Nelson said. And if they won't, we will sit out elections in the future. If they don't have our support, no Democrat will win statewide. So I guess Mike Nelson is speaking for himself and the hundreds of members of the NAACP. And he says, if they won't, we will sit out in the elections and no Democrat will win statewide. So I guess he's talking for the entire community.
Wow.
All black people. I don't know who he's. But the point, if you're upset that you're going to be prohibited from voting, if you're upset that you're going to be denied your chance to vote, why would you refuse to vote as your threat? That's what they want. People have died for the right to vote. And now Mike Nelson is saying, we're going to teach you all a lesson by not voting.
Wow.
So I'll close with this man is harming our community. He's harming the democracy. Cannot be considered a leader. He cannot be considered a civil rights leader. He needs to resign or be forced to resign as president of the NAACP. Have I gotten this in enough trouble?
Yeah, because I agree with you, so I know I'm in enough trouble. Hold on to the phone line, and thank you for that.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the time.
No problem. And as a footnote, before I dedicate the next thing to the gentleman who just called, I just want to say that this is very interesting because, yes, Steve Loomis missed around 10 meetings. He also was suspended for 6 days over the fact that he got into apparently a brawl with his son-in-law recently. So he was suspended about a month ago for 6 days. And then on top of it, we have to remember that in 2006, Loomis received suspensions for a confrontation that he had with community activist Art McCoy and for arguing with a lieutenant while he was off duty and attending a Cleveland Browns game. Well, if somebody doesn't need, or I take that back, if there is somebody who's a candidate for drug and alcohol testing. But anyway, wow, Michael Nelson, president of the NAACP, I hope you hear this next one.
Necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, asked to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. Anna M. Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior, city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. Anna M. Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
People had said Annette M. Blackwell would not be able to win or beat somebody who had been an incumbent. But let you know that people who do certain things and make things happen. Just like my brother said earlier, Gary's so right. A lot of people were like, oh, there's no way Tim McGinty is going to lose. Well, he did, and the same thing I expect to happen in just a few hours in East Cleveland. As a matter of fact, one thing that was spoke on earlier, I will touch back and say that last Tuesday was the 137 four-year memorial. The Brown Report newspaper, Melanated Media News, the African Museum, Fox 8, Channel 3, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Inner City Republican Movement, Carl Stokes Brigade, Susan, Black Contractors, and the East Cleveland Coalition. They were all there, and I just appreciated the fact that nobody forgot. I have to leave that particular situation and go to the fact also and at least say that I was very thankful that, you know, it was so nice at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting that took place last week. I did get a chance to speak, and I incorporated part of what I said at the memorial and just added a few more things. So what I said last week was basically speaking, if you take, I'll say 2012 to 2016, of course, going about the murder atrocity that happened in East Cleveland, if you take those years and you take it as 4 times 365, you add 13 police officers, you add 2 murdered people, you add 137 shots, then you add 64 cop cars, one inept judge, and one inept prosecutor. Some people might come up with 1,678. Unfortunately, I got minus two when I added it up. You see, Tim McGinty, prosecutor, he lost his job. Yep, that was a minus one right there. And then you add in Judge John P. O'Donnell, who lost his bid as a highly favored Democrat to sit on the Supreme Court seat of Ohio. That's a minus one. Minus two. So when you do that, I just wanted to add in briefly what I had said, which was Black on Black Crime Incorporated was part of a multi-party removal unit. Now, you know, as president of our 501c3 organization, no, we don't endorse candidates. But as an activist, that's the key. I will actively point out if a person, anyone, is doing a disservice to our people and our citizens. So, you know, brothers and sisters, we will definitely call them out. And we will do what was done with the red light, speed light cameras when we got rid of the cameras. And in 2016, we were part of the multi-party removal unit that got rid of Tim McGinty and definitely kept Judge John P. O'Donnell off of the Ohio Supreme Court by meeting, marching, planning, demanding. And I'm very thankful that our newest member, Gary, is definitely making sure that we look at and different members can get behind candidates who are individually doing things in the community and to push them as far as we can. You know, if you have 123 people killed this past year, then we may have to still go out there and shut the streets down the same way we shut them down when it's police brutality. And definitely if you're not willing to shut down the streets to stop violence, then what in the world are we doing out there just pointing out the police violence and the scourge that's going on with them? Now, I do want to throw out there that I'm very honored that after the radio program that I'll do tomorrow, a lot of people have definitely invited people out to the Glenville Elk Lodge. That's the Glenville Elk Lodge, number 1494. It's located at 1073 East 79th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 8:30 p.m. Yeah, it's $2 for taco bowls and all of that, but they also wanted to do that in my honor and to celebrate the first year as being Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. I'm very thankful on that. Looking at all of these ones that just came up, how you doing out there?
Hello, is this Brother Al?
Yes, it is. How have you been?
Good evening, Brother Al. I've been blessed, and I'm so very happy that I was able to get through, and very grateful, and congratulations. And I just wanted to share the scripture that I was, putting through to you yesterday.
Right.
Were you able to share that, Luke 21 and verse 33?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. The sky and the earth, the universe, the world will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And I just want to say additionally to some that have been listening, and I won't take very long because you were so gracious to let me come on at this late time, but I just want to say to the very duplicitous entity called Target Stores, I want your listeners to be very aware and to just be very careful because these people have done some very heinous things against my life that go way above of what nefarious defines. And I just want people to be aware that, that they are very capable, and I can't go into detail, obviously, right now
because
of the time frame. But no matter what, Target Stores, you and your henchmen, I win. And I just want to say that, and I love you, Brother Al. I love all you guys there at Black on Black. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, hon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye-bye. You know, one thing that I just want to say is I thank you all, and I hope that you all will continue to be safe and stay safe. What I'm going to do is just take the time and let you all know that, hey, there's some places that we can all be. Definitely get out there and take care of business and stay safe. I thank you all, and peace.
Word. 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 Word.
we're all going over facts before I get out here, because even though a lot of what I give is opinion, it also has a fact behind it, so that if I go out here to say something, it won't come back to bite me anywhere, so that I can at least go in and say, well, you may be wanting to sue me for defamation of character, but didn't this happen on certain day here, there, and everywhere? That's why I can say that I appreciate people like Black Odyssey, who called in earlier, that ISSUU.com, and then Underground Hip Hop, December 002 should pop up for you, because that's issue number 2. And I'm glad to see them in an international magazine. I'm very thankful that we had other callers who called in. New Black Panther Party, very strong. I hate that I Am a Superwoman Radio. Definitely, I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can catch that on Blog Talk. You can definitely, definitely catch it on Facebook. Sister Tina, I know she didn't get a chance to speak like she wanted to, but that's all right. She called in, listened for a little bit, and I appreciate that, and reached back out. I also want to just say that I'm very thankful for people who are around me who would not want me to be ignorant. They constantly put me in situations where I can at least learn other things. Sister Smith, I thank you so much for standing strong against the bullying tactics from Target and other places like that. You know, I feel like I'm very blessed to be surrounded by the people that I'm surrounded by. And that's why I don't mind giving props and saying certain things during certain stories. Because, see, Gary called in, and I was going to deal with maybe the Cleveland NAACP president, finished dealing with Loomis, because that man goes out there and he finds a lot of knowledge and makes it very easy to understand and overstand, and I'm able to at least put it back out. So with that being said, I just thank you all so much for tuning in once again. First and foremost, I'll thank the Creator for putting me in my right mind, and then I'll send a shout out to my mom, who knocked some sense into me so I can get it together. Enjoy your week. Very, very busy, active week for myself. But hey, that's something that you have to do to keep on rolling. Talk to you all soon.